Thank you so much for coming to Steadfast for our Heritage of the Lord conference. We're gonna get started with a couple songs this evening, and we actually are doing some special songs. Okay, some of them have motions, some of them don't, but we're gonna be singing Psalm 118, verse 24, and I think you could use your Bible for it. But this is the day that the Lord hath made, and so it's pretty simple lyrics. But most of you probably know it. We're going to actually sing it twice. So if you're used to singing this song, we'll end up singing it twice. But it's Psalm 118, verse 24. There on the first. This is the day, this is the day which the Lord. Open a word of prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, so much for this evening. Thank you so much for this church service. Thank you so much for all these children. And thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to preach the Word of God and to sing the Word of God. I pray that you would just bless all aspects of our service and that we could be a great encouragement to the youth to want to serve you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we're going to sing a second song, the B-I-B-L-E. It's in your hymnal, song 467. But I'm sure a lot of you probably even just know it by heart. The B-I-B-L-E, and we're going to sing this one several times, okay? So just to get started, we'll sing it nice and normal there. The B-I-B-L-E. There on the first. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Let's do that again, but we're going to do it a little slower, all right? And I want a really big Bible at the end of it, okay, kids? All right, you can do this for me, all right? Let's start there and again. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible! Yeah, all right. All right, we're going to do it again, but we're going to do it even slower, all right? And I want you to even hold up your Bible if you can, okay? Whenever we say Bible, lift it up nice and high, okay? The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible! All right. All right, now we're going to do it faster, okay? The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible. All right, can you do it even faster? All right, you ready? The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible. All right, see if we can do it faster. Bible, oh, I got you. All right. All right, I'm going to make a few announcements this evening. Good singing, guys. Thank you so much for coming to our conference. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be having a spelling bee at 9 a.m. And so if you are planning on participating, try to be here early. We will start with the youngest age groups first, and we'll kind of go through. Historically, it's taken maybe about an hour and a half or so, so that's about what time to plan for. And today we were supposed to have some of the bounce house activities out here, but that got mixed up on the day. And so we're actually going to have it tomorrow.
But that means we'll actually get a little bit more time probably to participate. So after the spelling bee, instead of going out to the park, we're just going to actually stay here. And we're just going to basically grill, have the hot dogs and fellowship here. And then we're going to have the bounce houses all in the parking lot area. So please, if you can, remember not to park in the parking lot tomorrow morning, though. So that way we have all of that space for them to set up. And we have a lot of them. We have like maybe four or five. One's like a big obstacle course, and then we have some smaller ones, and we'll kind of divide it up into age ranges, so that way kids can have fun. So if you're planning on coming, even if you're not planning on coming to the spelling bee, if you want to come around lunchtime, around noon, you can join us for lunch, and we'll have the afternoon for the bounce houses, and we'll pretty much wrap up around 4 o'clock. So if you want to participate, of course, you can come for some, all, whatever in between, but we'll have that available. Instead of doing the park, we're going to be doing that. And of course, at 2 p.m., if there's a group that wants to go soul winning, we'll have a soul winning opportunity for those that are here, and we'll send them out as well. So everything will just be here tomorrow. And if you can, just try not to park in our parking lot, just so we can have the space for all of the bounce houses and everything like that. For this evening, I'm going to have kind of an elongated announcements because I'm going to do a lot of Bible trivia and some sword drills with the kids. And then we'll sing another song. I'll have a sermon. And then after the sermon this evening, we are having pizza out here in the backyard. A lot of people brought desserts as well. And then we have salad. So as soon as the service is over, we're going to try and quickly get the salads and the extra desserts and everything set up. And then you can just file a line. You can go out there. I would just ask if you can, please try to eat outside. And of course, we have lighting out there. We have some tables. There's probably not enough for everybody, but, you know, a lot of people can sit down for a minute and eat. And so we just encourage you to do that. We have drinks as well. So we would like to encourage you to stick around, have some pizza, and have some dinner with us after that service as well. On Sunday, we will have donuts here in the morning at 10 a.m. And then we just have kind of a traditional service schedule, but I'm going to keep preaching conference-related sermons as well as having Bible drills and sword drills and everything like that. But as far as our service times, they should be the same service times. So I really appreciate you guys coming. All of the kids that have attended, they should get a bracelet and a sucker. And so, Hey, Jason, do you mind helping me? Is there any kid that did not get a bracelet or did not get a sucker? Because if you did not get one, we all just make sure. We got some over here. Make sure to get them one. We'd like for y'all to get one. And if we have extra, we'll probably give them out on our Sunday morning services and Sunday evening services as well. So thank you guys so much for coming and participating. I'm going to do some Bible trivia questions, okay? And if you get it correct, if you get one of those answers correct, you can come down and you can choose a prize, okay? But you can only get one. Just pick one of these items and then you go sit down. If you successfully get it right, you can't do it a second time. So you can only get one prize in the Bible trivia section. The first Bible trivia question that I'm going to ask is for 8 years old and under. So if you're 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you're 8 or under, and you can answer this question. Now, forgive me, I'm going to try my best to see who raises their hand first, but I may not always get that. I'm sorry if I don't always do it perfectly, but I'll do my best, okay? And y'all can try to help me. But I'm going to ask this first question. If you can get it correct, then you can come on down and get a prize. So who in here is 8 and under? Raise your hand just so I have an idea, right? That's what you're going to do if you know the answer to my question, okay? All right, y'all can put your hands down. You ready? What is the name of the giant that David killed? Good job. Come on down. All right. Second question. Who was the first woman in the Bible? All right, come on down. All right, What is the second book of the Bible?
Exodus.
Good job. Come on down. Who got swallowed by a whale?
Jonah.
Come on down. You don't always want to give them the answer. I know you love your brother, okay, and you love your sister, but you don't have to. What is the name of Jesus' earthly father? Nope. Do you know? Anybody else? Good old job. Come on down. Joseph was the answer. All right. I'm going to ask some more questions. Now it's for 13 and under. So that means you young kids, you can still beat these older kids, okay? You can show them what's up. But now if you're 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, whatever, you can raise your hand, you can get these questions right, all right? How many days was Jonah in the belly of the well? Clayton. Come on down. Who led the children of Israel out of Egypt?
Moses.
How many times did Peter deny Jesus? Come on down. What disease did the 10 men have that Jesus healed?
Leprosy.
Come on down. Good job. She nailed that. All right. What symbol in the sky did God give Noah? You remember?
Rainbow.
Come on down. All right, good job. All right, this is for anybody 19 and under, all right? What happens when I go to, 65 and under? No, I'm just kidding. How do you spell Melchizedek? No, I'm kidding. All right. How many sons did Jacob have? Come on down. Yeah. Good job. What is the Apostle Paul's other name? Come on down. What woman hid the spies in Jericho? Well, you already answered, I'm sorry. Bam. It wasn't just Rahab, folks. It was Rahab the harlot, okay? What is the last book in the Bible? Or wait a second. Let me ask this differently. I got y'all confused. What is the last book in the Old Testament? Yep, come on down. Which prophet survived after being thrown in the lion's den?
Daniel.
Come on down. All right, good job. All right, now we're going to do some sword drills, okay? So you got to get your Bibles out. So this is how it works. If you get to the place in the Bible that you have, you stand up. The first person to stand up will be called on. If you get called on, you have to answer immediately. Because if you're still flipping, if you flip a page after standing up, you'll have to sit down, okay? If you can quote it by memory, then you can quote it by memory because I don't know what you're looking at. I mean, you can just go like this and then just quote it by memory, all right? So I don't care if you can quote it by memory, but you have to get it word perfect, okay? And in King James English, all right? So we're going to do the same thing, though. We're going to start with the younger group first, okay? So 8 and under, if you're 8 and under. So if you won in the last round, you can still do it, but you have to get a piece of candy this time. If you haven't won at all, you can get a prize, okay? So everybody's back in, but if you win this round, you can get a piece of candy. If you already won last round, if you haven't won, you can pick a prize, okay? The first one is, for 8 and under, John 3:16. Nailed it. Get a piece of candy. All right, next one for you guys. Genesis 1:1. Come on down. Good job. All right. Exodus 20:11. Perfect. Come on down. All right. Revelation 1:1. You got to stand if you got it. Well, you already got this one. You did a good job. All right. Nailed it. Come on down. All right, so now we're doing the same thing. Same thing. Sword drill, we're doing 13 and under. Okay? 13 and under. Leviticus 20:13. Come on down. Only at Steadfast, no, I'm kidding. Only in the new IFB, right? You know. Some people say it's our favorite verse, you know. Let's see. Mark 16:15. Keep reading.
All the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Nailed it. Come on down. Good job. Let's do Romans 1:16. Nailed it. Come on down. Romans 3:28. Ethan. Nailed it. Come on down. John 1:1. Come on down. All right, now it's 19 and under, all right? Psalm 12:6. Charlotte? Nailed it. Come on down. Let's do Psalm 1:1.
Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful.
Nailed it. Good job. Acts 16:31. Nailed it. All right. There's a future soul winner right there. Zechariah 8:9. Nailed it. Come on down. All right, I'll do one more. Isaiah 9:6. Well, it's behind you. It's your sister. Nailed it. All right. Good job. Good job. All right. Thank you so much for participating in that. That was a lot of fun. We have more prizes and more candy. So Sunday, we'll redo it. So don't worry about that. Thank you guys for participating. We're going to sing another song. We're going to be singing in our special handouts, Where the Spirit Blows. So this is our special psalm booklet that we have, our hymn booklet. So I want to give a few instructions, and when we get to the last, we will go. So there's two we will goes. It's where the Spirit blows, we will go. Go, go, go. Where the Spirit blows, we will. I want you to give me a loud shout. Go, all right? Are y'all ready? We're going to sing it. We sing it five times through, okay, as far as the verses are concerned, all right? They're on the first verse. Jesus told me, over land and sea, red, black, and white, sweet in His sight, where the Spirit blows, we will go, 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 where the Spirit blows, we will go, go low and brown to every town, not just the Jews, let's go in twos, where the Spirit blows, we will go. Spirit blows, we will go. Father, Spirit, Son, these three are one. Holy Trinity, always with me. Where the Spirit blows, we will go. Go, go, go. Where the Spirit blows, we will go. We bison fell, sent Christ to hell, but He arose, crushing our foes. Where the Spirit blows, we will go. Go, go, go. Where the Spirit blows, we will go. He heals the lame, call on His name. Faith alone saves, empties the graves. Where the Spirit blows, we will go. Go, go, go. Where the Spirit blows, we will go. Good singing. If you turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter number 4, Turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 4. The ushers are going to come down the aisle. We'll have an offertory music, and Brother Ben's going to read for us Proverbs chapter 4.
Proverbs 4, the Bible reads, "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this conference and for all the children here. I pray that you just fill Pastor Shelley with your spirit and enable him to pray to preach an edifying message for us all. And I pray that you would bless all aspects of it. We love you, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I want to focus on the first part of this proverb tonight. And the Bible says in verse 1 again, "Hear, ye children." Notice that the Bible is addressing children. And this is an important instruction. This is for you children to pay attention. It says, "Hear, ye children." So this is for all of you kids to hear the instruction of a father, and to attend no understanding. So all of you kids, you need to listen to your dad. You need to listen to your father, and whatever his instructions are, whatever he tells you, you're supposed to obey. So you need to do what dad says. That's what God's telling you. It says, "For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Now, not only do you have an earthly father, but we have a heavenly father, which is God. And God has given us commandments, and they are found in the Bible, and we are to obey his commandments. And specifically, the Bible says, keep my commandments and live. Now, that's the title of my sermon this evening, is keep the commandments and live. Now, one application of this that I want to focus on this evening is just simply the fact that by keeping God's commandments, you're more likely to just stay alive. And when you break God's commandments, well, you're more likely to die. And we don't want to die. We don't want to die young. And so the idea is to keep God's commandments, that's going to cause you to live. Now, in the Bible, there's a lot of commandments. But there's a famous set called the Ten Commandments, right? Let's go to Exodus chapter number 20. Now, to keep you kids engaged, we're going to play a little game, okay? All right? We're going to play a game called Keep the Commandments and Live. All right? Now, here's the thing. I'm gonna do a couple different games at the same time, all right? One game is I'm going to go through the Ten Commandments. If anybody can tell me what the first or the second or whatever the commandment is, I'll throw you a piece of candy, okay? Also, I'm going to need some volunteers, okay? And we're going to play a game. I played this game 2 years ago, and we're going to just play it again, all right? It's called Pastor Shelley Says, all right? Now, here's the thing. I'm not your dad, and I'm not God. But in the house of God, I am the overseer, and you're still supposed to do what I say, too, all right? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to, at first, get some young volunteers, and I'll need three at a time. It's going to be a really simple game, okay? I'm going to explain the instructions now. So if you don't understand them when you get up here, you're going to die, all right? Now, this is how the game works, okay, kids? You paying attention? As soon as your foot steps on this stage, you have entered into the game, okay? As soon as you step foot on this stage, you've entered the game. You're just going to come up, and you're just going to stand somewhere right here. One of these spots will be three people, okay? Once you're on this stage, you can only follow my instructions if I say, Pastor Shelley says. So if I give you an instruction and you follow it, but I didn't say Pastor Shelley says, well, then you're going to die, and you're going to have to go sit back down, okay? So you have to keep the commandments and live. All right? Now, here's the thing. If you live past two commandments that I teach through, you get a prize. If you ever die, you just get a piece of candy and go sit down. All right? So, y'all understand the rules? Y'all kind of... Okay, I'm going to get a few volunteers. I'm going to need people that are eight and under. I need three volunteers who... Jackson, Pearson, and right here. I don't remember his name. Mind your name? Joseph, come on. Now, as a friendly reminder, as soon as I say anything other than Pastor Shelley says and you do it, I'm going to have to ask you to get a piece of candy and go sit down, okay? But if I say Pastor Shelley says and you do it, then you're safe. Does that make sense? Okay. Pastor Shelley says raise your right hand. Okay. That's the other. You got to do the other hand. Okay, y'all died. Y'all can go sit down. Y'all get a piece of candy. Nope, you can get a piece of candy. Get a piece of candy. All right, so I need three more volunteers. Abby, come on down. Come on down. That was easy. Are y'all going to be tougher? Okay, so y'all understand when I say Pastor Shelley says you do it, all right? Pastor Shelley says, raise up your right foot. It's the right one. I'll give you some, yeah, right foot. You're dead. It was just too long. It was just too long. All right. Pastor Shelley says, put it down. Okay, so who in here can tell me what is the first commandment?
Honor thy father and mother.
Nope. Yep, come on. I'll go. Here you go. Let's throw you candy. All right, you got to catch it. Okay. All right, so let's read it. Let's go. You go to Exodus 20? Go to Exodus 20. And let's read verse 3, okay? We're gonna be in Exodus 20 for the whole sermon, but I am going to go to some other places too, okay? Exodus 20, verse 3, the Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So the Bible's really clear that we're not supposed to worship any god other than the God of the Bible. He's our God, okay? Additionally, according to the Bible, it says that if you break this commandment, you could die. And I want to show you examples everywhere in the Bible where people are breaking the Ten Commandments and they're dying. So go, if you would, in Exodus 32 now. Just skip over to the right a little bit. Go to Exodus chapter 32. Would you like a piece of candy? Here, take this candy. Okay, you can sit down. Would you like to take this candy? Okay, you can sit down. All right. I need three more volunteers. Marcel? Right here? Right here. All right. Wait, you can't stand up here. Oh, you have to sit down. Here, take a candy. Get a piece of candy. Who knows the second commandment? Michael?
Make no graven
images. Bam. There you go. All right. Exodus 32, look at verse 22. The Bible says, and Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. So in the Bible, the children of Israel, they made a graven image. What is that? They made a golden cow. And we're not supposed to make golden cows. Right? Okay. What's that over there? Oh, they're a little bit tough, aren't they? We'll see. Okay. Pastor Shelley says, raise your right hand. You're both dead, man. All right. Homeschooling parents. This is right hand. This is left hand. For you guys, it's like this. This is your right hand. This is your left hand, okay? All right. This is for 13 and under, so I'll start taking some older volunteers here, all right? So if you're 13 or under, I'll start taking volunteers. All right, Kent, come on down. Jason and Tatum, all right, come on down. You have to stand, okay, yeah. Okay, Pastor Shelley says to move over here to the right. Okay, stop. I hope you all are dead. Okay. Get a piece of candy. You can get a piece of candy. All right, I need three more volunteers. Come on down. Come on, run. Come on down. Miss the Miller. Yep. Maybe one day I'll learn your names, all right? I feel like y'all are going to give me some trouble, aren't you? Aren't you? Yeah? I want y'all to step a little bit more forward, though. I got you. Okay. All right, we already got the second commandment. Let's look at verse 4 and 6 through Exodus chapter 20. The Bible says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now, in the previous chapter, they made gods, and then God killed all of them when they made that golden calf. Just like here, when I tell you to do something and you don't do it, you know, then you die. Pastor Shelley says, raise your right hand. Can you also, can you lay your left hand too? Pastor Shelley says, put down your left hand. Oh, man. They're stubborn. See how long they can hold their hands up. Pastor Shelley says, put your hand down. Put it up. All right, y'all both died. You can get a piece of candy. Doing pretty good so far. Would you like a piece of candy? How about a graven image? Would you like a graven image? See, this is what the devil likes to do. He likes to tempt you guys, all right, to die, okay? Let's go to Daniel chapter 3. I want to go to another place. So the first commandment we learned, we shouldn't worship other gods. But another thing is we shouldn't make graven images. We shouldn't make false gods and bow down to them and worship them. And in the Bible, we often have people who make graven images to worship false gods. In Daniel chapter 3, we have the great image that's set up. Now, I need a couple more volunteers. I'm getting kind of low down here. I'll take you two girls. Come on down. Two ladies. Yep. Now, I want him on the other side. Can you move over here? Oh, you're dead. Man, the devil's job is easy, okay? I'm just telling you what, man. We need one more volunteer. Jackson, come on down. I'm feeling like, you know, I feel like I just have too much candy. Would y'all just take a piece of candy? Would you take a piece of candy? All right, let's see how they do. Okay, Daniel chapter 3, we have the great image. They are all told to bow down and worship it, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they don't. Now, in an effort to kill them, they have to bind them up because Nebuchadnezzar's so angry, he wants to burn them in the fiery furnace, and he's going to throw them all in there. But when they throw in these men, the men that were throwing them in, they had obviously bowed down to that golden image, hadn't they? And what does the Bible say about them? Verse 21, then these men were bound in their coats, talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their hosen and their hats and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Can you move just over a little bit? Oh. Pastor Shelley says move to the left. Pastor Shelley says move to the left. A little bit more. Oh, you died. I need another volunteer. All right, Olivia. Come. Just don't stand right there. Can you stand right over here? They're getting smarter on me. All right. So it says, then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So those men that worshiped the graven image, they died in the fire, but the men that did not worship the graven image, they stayed alive. And so it's important for us to not worship other gods. It's important for us to not bow down to any graven image, any false image. That's how you stay alive. All right, so what about the third commandment? Who knows that one?
Do not take the Lord's name in vain.
All right. Look at Exodus 20, verse 7. The Bible says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. This is when we use one of God's names, and we're not talking about him, and we're using it in a bad way. So, you know, of course, there's nothing wrong with saying God's name. There's nothing wrong with talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But we wouldn't want to use his name in a way when we're mad or we're upset or we're trying to say something mean. Then that's profaning the name of the Lord. That's blaspheming the name of the Lord. And when someone would do something like that, the Bible says that God will not hold him guiltless. So he will punish him. Now, Pastor Shelley says, nod your head up and down. Pastor Shelley says, stop. Nod your head again. Oh, I don't know. Did y'all look over here? Can you look over here? Look over there? Okay. Y'all are doing really good. You're kind of close to this pulpit, though. Will you just move up a little bit? Pastor Shelley says, move up a little bit. Move back. Raise your right hand. Oh, y'all did die. Who should I pick out here? Should I pick them over there? She's doing good. All right. Do you want a prize? You can pick a prize if you like. All right. Eli, come on down to Urbanic. So I want to go to another place. Go to Numbers 15. Go to Numbers chapter 15 in the Bible. Did you bring a Bible up here? Can you go get your Bible real quick? You're out. Okay, get a piece of candy. I'm going to want a little bit of help reading this one. Can you read? Can you start reading this verse for me? Is that funny or something? Pastor Shelley says laugh. All right. I need another volunteer. Let's see how many urbanics I can kill at one time. All right. Numbers 15, verse 32, the Bible says, "And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation, and they put him in ward, because it was declared what should be done in him. The Lord said unto Moses, that man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp." Now, here's the thing. They found this man, but I told you in Numbers 15, and I'm just skipping ahead of my notes. I'm sorry. Go to Leviticus chapter 24. Man, I made a mistake on that one. Here, will you take this? Do you want it? Pastor Shelley says take this. No, I need it back, though, actually. Can you give it to them? Can you throw it to them? All right. I'm sorry, Leviticus 24, verse 11. "And the Israelitess woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses, and the mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan." Well, here, we take this real quick. "And they put him in ward, that the might of the Lord might be showed them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp. And let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him." So, taking the Lord's name in vain, dead. You see, people that they worship other gods, they die. People that make the golden image or worship the golden image, they die. People who blaspheme the name of the Lord, they die. So notice what he's saying. If you keep the commandments, you live. All right, y'all done really good. Y'all go ahead and get a prize right over here. All right, you died. It was too much. You can get a piece of candy. Here you go. What is this? I can't kill you. What's going on? This is how the devil works. He can't do anything when you're keeping God's commandments. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Right? Pastor Shelley says, raise your right hand. Pastor Shelley says, put your hand down. Pastor Shelley says, put your hand up. Put your left hand down. Pastor Shelley says, put your right foot up, put your left foot down, put your foot down. Pastor Shelley says, put your right foot down. Okay, y'all can put your hands down too. Oh, man, we got some stubborn ones, all right? I need another volunteer. Elijah, come on down. Pastor Shelley says, put your hands down. All right, put your hands back up. Put your left hand up. All right, I'm sorry. These ones are stubborn right here, I'll tell you what. Go back to Exodus chapter 20. All right, what was the fourth commandment? Who knows?
Remember the Sabbath day.
And keep it holy. But I'll give you that. All right. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, Bible says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." So according to the Bible, we were to honor the Sabbath day in the Old Testament. Of course, in the New Testament, this has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And so we don't have to observe the Sabbath day. I need another volunteer back here in the corner. All right, come on down. Now remember, if y'all keep If y'all stay alive for two commandments, y'all can get a prize, all right? Y'all are getting close. I think if we go to the next one, y'all will get one, right? What was your name?
Estella.
I'm sorry. I had to kill you like that. That wasn't very nice. Take a piece of candy. I know, that was mean. All right, I need another volunteer. Come on down. So we have Robert. What's your name again? What was your name? All right. There we go. Don't talk to strangers, folks, okay? Now I want to go to Numbers 15, which I already read accidentally, but Numbers 15, look, we'll read verse 32 again. While the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. So there was like sticks or something on the ground. And I didn't mean, can you pick that one up for me? Stubborn. Stubborn. Pastor Shelley says, pick up a piece of candy. Pastor Shelley says, pick up another piece of candy. And get the rest. Pastor Shelley says, give me a piece of candy. Pastor Shelley says, throw one of your pieces of candy to another kid out there. All right. All right, let's do it again. Here, we throw another one. Stubborn. All right, Numbers 15, verse 32. The Bible says, and while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him in the ward because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. So in the Old Testament, if you broke the Sabbath, it's put to death. Now in the New Testament, since the Sabbath has been fulfilled, we understand this in a spiritual context that we need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's how we enter into the Sabbath. And of course, if we do not believe in Jesus Christ, then we'll experience the death, which is called hell. And so that's why it's so important, and that's why that was in there. Of course, this is a serious sin, and is a serious punishment that's given. But, you know, physical death is not as bad as the place called hell. And, well, where is hell at? Is it up or down? Can you show me? Man, I'm getting close to this fifth commandment. All right, who knows what the fifth commandment is? Clayton. That's right, you better do it. All right, so we got two people that have been here for the longest commandments. Let's give them a round of applause. Y'all did so good. All right, y'all go ahead and get a prize. I couldn't do it. All right, Pastor Shelley says you two get a prize. All right, good job, good job. Look at this. We kept two Christians alive. Good job. All right, I need two more volunteers. Tatum. Come on down. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land of the Lord thy God giveth thee. Of course, according to the Bible, there's always exceptions. But just generally speaking, when we keep God's commandments, we're most likely to live the longest life that we can. And we've seen a pattern here that people that broke the first commandment, they died. The second commandment, they died. The third commandment, they died. The fourth commandment, they died. And even in the fifth commandment, we have a similar warning. And Jesus Christ himself quotes it. I want you to go to Mark chapter number 7 in the New Testament. I didn't mean, can y'all help me get this candy? Will you pick it up real quick? Here, you can just, will you take one? Just y'all take a piece of candy? Oh, man. These kids are getting smarter. All right. Pastor Shelley says, take one piece of candy. Okay. Pastor Shelley says to throw the candy to this row. There's a benefit to sitting on the front row. Let's I feel like you could have thrown it harder, though. All right. No. Pastor Shelley says, take a piece of candy.
No.
All right, this time we're going to throw it even harder. All right? So rear back a little bit. Throw it. Okay. All right. You have to sit down. Yeah. Pastor Shelley says to throw it at them. All right, there we go. Good job. Good job. All right. They're going to all want to sit over here now, okay? I need a new volunteer. All right, Junior, come on down. Pastor Shelley says, take a piece of candy. Pastor Shelley says to walk over there and throw a piece of candy to them and then walk back. You're not supposed to, like, hit them like that. Here, take another one. Stubborn kids. Mark chapter 7, verse 10. The Bible says, "For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father and mother, let him die the death." So this is Jesus Christ in the New Testament saying if someone were to curse their father and mother, that they should die. And, of course, you know, the Bible has all kinds of different stories of young children dying and teenagers and young men dying. And so it's important that we realize that we should honor our father and our mother. And, of course, I'm sure your mom and dad are here. Can you point to your mom and dad here? Okay. I want Pastor Shelley says to shake your head yes and no if you love your mom and dad. All right. Okay. Pastor Shelley says to stop. Pastor Shelley says to raise your right hand. Pastor Shelley says to raise your left hand. Put your left hand down. Pastor Shelley says to put your right hand down. Put your left hand down. Put your right hand up. Oh, you will die. Okay. Right here. Come on, Kinsley. No. I'll take another Miller. All right. Pastor Shelley says, put your left hand down. Okay, you're good. You're good. You're good. Yeah. But I want the hands back up. Okay, so left hand back up. Sorry. Sorry, you have to take a piece of candy. Let's go, Pierce. Okay. I want y'all to spread out just a little bit. Can y'all spread out a little bit? Just more. Can you spread out more? Sorry, I killed you. Okay, it's all right. It's all right. Get a piece of candy. Just don't stand right next to each other because it's going to be uncomfortable for a while, okay? Oh, right here in the bunny ears. Come on down. Oh, you can, Joseph. It's okay. All right. I kind of need your bracelet, though. I'm sorry. You have to go sit down. You can get a piece of candy, though. Y'all can get a piece of candy, too. Right here. It's keep the commandments and live. It's a tough game. All right. He's got it. All right. I like that outfit. Give me a five. All right. I'm sorry. You can go get a piece of candy. All right. Come on. Get someone tougher. Got Porter, right? It's Porter? Boardwalk? What's your name?
Parker.
Parker, all right, you can sit down. You can get a piece of candy. I'm trying to pick someone I haven't picked. Let's go with right here, Spurgeon. Come on down. Y'all are doing good. Can you give me a five? All right, Pastor Shelley says give me five. Nice, all right. High five now, though. Oh, all right. Getting dangerous, okay. Who knows the sixth commandment? This one's a Snickers. Bam! Now, y'all gonna have to give me grace on this commandment tonight, okay? So I've been doing a lot of killing. Go to, if you would, to Proverbs chapter 1. We've noticed that the first five commandments, people are dying as a result of breaking the commandments. And, of course, there's no exception to the next five. And so it's really important, you know. Think about how obedient you guys are being right now for one small piece of candy. Parents, learn. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's, you know, we put all this effort and energy for candy. We put all this effort and energy for money, for all these different things, to, like, follow the rules at your job, at your work, because you don't want to get fired. But, you know, it's more important to follow God's commandments so that you don't die. And, of course, you know, it's a shame that our society is not teaching people these important commandments. A lot of young women today are not caring about killing, and they kill their babies. You know, it's sad. Proverbs chapter 1, look at what it says in verse 11. If they say, come with us and let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole, as those who go down in the pit, we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. The Bible says people that are laying for wait for blood, they are going to be waiting for their own lives. And people that are going out and killing and living this dangerous lifestyle are very likely to die themselves. And, man, I just have so much candy. I want to pass out some more. So will y'all take a handful? I just want like a handful. Will you grab a handful? Here, can you hold this for me? It's funny, huh? All right, Pastor Shelley says take a handful of candy. All right, you can sit down. All right. That looked uncomfortable. Here, just give some back. Let me give a little bit back. All right. We're getting better at this game. Go, if you would, back to Exodus 20, and we have the seventh commandment for Reese's.
Shall not commit adultery.
Bam. All right, that's probably tiring. Just here. Pastor Shelley says, put the candy back. You can take one more, though. Just take one more. All right, Pastor Shelley says take one step forward. Okay, one step forward. Pastor Shelley says take one step back. One step forward. One step back. Pastor Shelley says one step forward. One step back. Oh, y'all both died. Y'all can get a piece of candy. Right? You already got one. I want some new faces up here, all right? Clayton, right here. Snyder, come on. We got four up here. All right, that's fine. We can get four. Honestly, though, I think we probably just... Will you go back and sit down? They're coming to the altars. They're just rushing the altars, folks. Here, you can take a piece of candy. All right, you have to sit down. Y'all can go both sit down. All right, good job. Y'all did good. Here, you want a piece of candy? Okay. All right. We're going to do this. Exodus 20. I want to go to a place, go Revelation 2, all right? So the Bible says thou shalt not commit adultery. And this just means that, you know, when someone is married, they are only supposed to be married to that one person. And so we don't want people to be marrying other people. We have one husband, one wife, and a lot of people don't like that. Pastor Shelley says, take one piece of candy. That was an accident. I'll give grace on that one, all right? I almost killed you, though, okay? Because you did take two, okay? But can you point to which one you like the most? Which one do you like the most? Can you point to it? All right. That's resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You know what I mean? Revelation 2, look at verse 22. The Bible says, behold, I will cast her, talking about Jezebel, into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, And all the church shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I'll give unto every one of you according to your works. Now here's the thing. I've been trying to mix it up a little bit because notice a lot of the Old Testament stories, people were dying for committing the ten, like breaking the Ten Commandments. But in the New Testament, people are also dying for breaking the Ten Commandments because the Ten Commandments are still applicable. Obviously, the Sabbath has been fulfilled, but generally speaking, the rest of the nine are very well-established, even New Testament doctrine. And if you commit adultery, God may choose to punish you with death. And so it's very important that we're teaching our children, we're teaching the world and society the importance of keeping God's commandments. Now, I've got a piece of candy, too. Do you still have yours? Do you want this one? Pastor Shelley says, do you have a piece of candy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Pastor Shelley says, get your piece of candy out and hold it out for me to see. Okay, good. Pastor Shelley says, lift your candy up nice and high. Okay. Pastor Shelley says to put it down low and then put it back up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You can go sit down. Pastor Shelley says for you to pick one person to come up here.
Marcel.
Marcel, come on down. Now everybody needs a piece of candy, so here, take this piece of candy. All right, Pastor Shelley says take a piece of candy. Okay, good job. Pastor Shelley says to raise your right foot nice and high. Pastor Shelley says put it down. All right, lift it higher again. Pastor Shelley says lift up your left foot, put it down. Oh, okay, all of you, yeah, all of you died. All right, you can get a piece of candy if you didn't get one. I need three more. If you haven't done it, I want you to raise your hand. If you haven't done it. Come on, Elizabeth. Come on, Penny. All right, come on. Some fresh children, all right? Pastor Shelley says take one piece of candy. All right? Pastor Shelley says take another piece of candy. Okay, take one more, though. Pastor Shelley says, give me one piece of candy back. And then throw the other one to them. All right. Eighth commandment. Who knows what the eighth commandment is?
Not steal.
You did nail it, but... All right, we'll just... She stole it from y'all, okay? On that commandment. I'm just kidding. All right. Thou shalt not steal. I want to go to Exodus 22. It's really close, actually. Exodus chapter 22. I'm kind of curious. I don't know, Twizzlers or Airheads. Which ones do y'all like more? Point to which one you like more. All right, Pastor Shelley says to point the one you like the most. It's the Airhead. What is that? All right. Interesting. All right, there's three. So here, I want you take that one. Will you take this one? All right, you died. So if you haven't done it, you can raise your hand. Clayton, come on down. Okay, so everybody needs to have a piece of candy. Will you take this one? Oh, are you dead? All right, that was easy. Man, my kids need some instruction, okay? Telling you what. All right, come on down. We'll take both of you because it's fine. Okay. All right. Y'all are way too close. Can y'all come over here? Sorry, you died a little bit. All right. You can get a piece of candy, though. Get a piece of candy. Can y'all move forward just a little bit? All right. Pastor Shelley says take this piece of candy. There you go. Okay. Good job. Okay. Pastor Shelley says to take another piece of candy. Okay. Pastor Shelley says to put your candy out, one of your candies out like this. Okay. And the other candy out like this. Okay, you died. Sorry. You can take that candy with you. Pastor Shelley says to put this arm up with your other candy. Okay. Now, Pastor Shelley says to drop the candy in the right hand. Sorry, you dropped in the left. But you can take those. There you go. You screwed up, too. You can get off. Oh, she's smart. Okay. Okay, now drop the left one. All right, Pastor Shelley says relax. Pastor Shelley says you can put your hands down. Yeah, good job. All right. Need to teach her some military language, okay? All right. I need two more volunteers that have not done it. All right, Charlie, come on down. Got three ladies. All right, Exodus 22. The Bible says in verse 2, if a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him. So you kind of have to read the next one to get a little bit of context, though. It says in verse 3, if the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. So a lot of people think of theft as maybe a lower or lesser crime, but in the Bible, it's talking about people that are stealing things at night. If someone were to defend themselves and to kill you, that would be justified. And so many people are stealing, breaking up things in the night, and it's a dangerous activity, and you could be killed as a result of stealing. And a lot of people die as a result of stealing. And I need y'all to have a candy, right? Can you take this candy? Pastor Shelley says take a piece of candy. Okay. Here, take, you want more? Okay, Pastor Shelley says to throw a piece of candy in this aisle. Nice. All right. Pastor Shelley says take another piece of candy. Okay. Pastor Shelley says to aim back there. Okay, so we're going to aim back there. Pastor Shelley says to aim back there. All right, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Okay, y'all both died. Pastor Shelley says to rear back and aim over there. Pastor Shelley says to aim over there. Pastor Shelley says to get ready. Pastor Shelley says on the count of 1, 2, 3, throw it. She wanted to hit somebody. I knew it. She's like, it's worth it. Pastor Shelley says relax. All right, good job. I need two more that I haven't picked on yet. Have you gone? No, come on. We're not supposed to lie, remember? Okay. Come on, James. Right here, Bethany. I'm sorry, Leah. The tender eye. Here we go. Come on down. Okay, y'all need a piece of candy. Here you go. Sorry, my children are way too easy. Who have I not called over here? Come on down. The Bible says, thou shalt not steal, and that was the eighth commandment. So we're on the ninth commandment. Who knows the ninth commandment over here? Good job. Ah! It's dangerous in here. Okay. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Good job. So we're not supposed to make lies up or say things that are false about anybody, you know? And unfortunately, a lot of people love to lie. Now, I want to go to a place in the Bible. Go to Acts chapter number 5. I want to go to Acts chapter number 5. You know, the Bible says that God hates lying. You know, he hates lying lips. And there's six things the Lord doth hate. And, I mean, he just like, really hammers lying, okay? And, of course, lying is probably one of the easiest things to do. But you know what? God could kill you for even just lying. And I think lying is an important one because when we go out soul winning, we often bring up the idea of being a liar. I always just ask about myself. I just say, if I told you I've never lied before, would you believe me? It's yes, right? And it's weird when somebody says yes. I'm just like, no, sorry. But, of course, the answer is no because we've all lied before, right? So I want you to take a piece of candy. Sorry, I killed you. It's okay. You can go sit down. Good job. Good job. All right, I need another volunteer in this section that I have not used. Anybody? Come on down. Here, take one more. so enticing. Would you like a piece of candy? Would you take a piece of candy? Which one would you like? All right. All right. Good one. All right, you can go sit down. Thank you. Thanks for participating. Anybody over here I haven't used? All right, Michael, come on down. He picked this one. Which one are you going to pick? Pick one right, real quick. All right. Being stubborn. Okay. Pastor Shelley says raise your right hand. Pastor Shelley says raise your left hand. And then Pastor Shelley says to put your right hand down. Pastor Shelley says to put your right hand down. Put your right hand down. All right, put your left down.
Oh, man.
I hesitated.
I'm
going to
take
that.
Okay. All right. Three more. I haven't used any. Okay, come on, Gideon. Right here. Come on down. Have I not picked you, Olivia? All right. If I haven't picked you, I just want to try and get. Y'all come on down, one of you. They're like twins. They can both come. It's all right. You can have four. All right. I'm going to try to be nice to this crowd, okay? This is a sweet crowd right here. Okay. Pastor Shelley says to take one piece of candy. Nice. All right. Y'all can all go sit down. All right. Who else do I need over here that has not done it? Not done it. Y'all come on down. Y'all come on down. Y'all come on down. All right. Acts chapter number 5. The Bible says in verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? So now Ananias was asked how much money he had given to church, and he lied about it. He lied about how much money, because he sold a possession. He says, oh, I gave all the money from this land that I sold. But he really didn't sell. He didn't really give all the money that he had sold, you know, the land for. And so he had kept back part of the price. Now, it's kind of a weird sin because he still gave a lot of money to church. And isn't it funny that you could give money to church and God would be mad at you? Wouldn't that be weird? Because you know what? God doesn't need money. God wants you to be honest. And here's the thing. Why would someone lie about how much money they gave to church? It's to try and make themselves look good. Yeah. And here's the thing. There's so many Christians today that will talk about how great they are in an effort to look good. Yeah. And they just constantly brag on themselves. And a lot of times they're lying about what they are really like. Right. And they're lying about being godly, lying about reading the Bible, lying about being an honest person. And so we want to make sure that we're not lying to God because he could kill us for lying. Now, it says in verse 4, whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Notice that the Holy Ghost is God, because he lied unto the Holy Ghost and he lied unto God. The Bible says, and Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost and great fear. This is heavy. Can y'all take a piece of candy? Here, I'll sit down. Can you pick up a piece of candy? All right, all are good. All right, Pastor Shelley says take a piece of candy. No, I need you to get a different one. Can you pick a different one? I'm sorry. All right, take your candy. You can go sit down. Good job, good job. I need a volunteer that's not done it at all. Come on down. Since we're getting close, who has not done it at all that wants to do it? All right, you can all come down. If you haven't done it and you want to do it, you can come on down. This is going to be the grand finale for y'all, all right? Let's see if we can keep any kids alive. All right, come on, John. You got it. All right, you want to take a piece of candy? All right, you can go ahead and sit down. Here. Very good. Very good. She got two. She's like, I'm running. Oh, there we go. All right. Take a piece of candy. All right. You can go sit down. All right. Good job. Y'all can sit down. Good job. You can go sit down. Okay. All right. All right. We got four left. Let's see how we can do. So according to the Bible, we need to make sure that we're not lying. God can kill us. That's the New Testament. I mean, you know, I think that God did this on purpose, that he took some of the lesser commandments in our minds and put them in the New Testament where people died, just to make it serious. Like, look, all the commandments are still on the table, and God wants us to keep them, and they're very important. 10th commandment. 10th commandment. Let's go, Kent again. Thou shalt not covet. Good job. Help me back there. All right. Pastor Shelley says take a piece of candy. You can't have two. Give me one back. Oh, you. Oh, sorry. Can you give me that one back? Do you want another one? Take it.
No, thank you.
Take it. All right. I know you want this candy. That's kind of what covet means a little bit. Especially if it's somebody else's, like this one's mine, right? Do you want this?
No.
Pastor Shelley says, take this piece of candy. All right, I need it back though. Man, they're getting good at this. All right. Go over to Joshua chapter 7. Now the Bible says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And so the Bible doesn't always necessarily include every single idea, but I think that God just wanted to be careful to give us a few examples so we'd have some general idea. Of course, to not covet is not limited to only these items. It's just a general principle. And, of course, if we kind of notice a theme, it says, thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. So it's really, if you think about it, it's more of like a comparison, in a sense. It doesn't say that you can't want to go buy a house. It's not saying you can't want to go buy things at the store. We all need to buy stuff. We all need our own things. But we shouldn't be comparing ourselves. We shouldn't desire something that's not ours. We shouldn't be envious of other people and their possessions. And that's really where this idea of coveting is coming from. Having more than we need or that God has blessed us with. And Joshua, when he enters into the promised land, he tells all of the children of Israel not to covet the items that they're going to destroy from Jericho. And Achan does not follow that instruction. And, of course, Achan ends up coveting. Now, Joshua chapter 7, verse 20 through 21, I want to read that. And I need a little bit of help. Can you read this? Can you read this for me? Maybe here. Can you read that? What's that word? Pastor Shelley says, give me another piece of candy back. Here. No, you need. They have one. You don't have one. Will you take one back? Pastor Shelley says, take a piece of candy. Pastor Shelley says, raise your candy up nice and high. Pastor Shelley says, put your candy down. Pick it up nice and high. Pastor Shelley says to put your hand down. Oh, getting tricky on me. Pastor Shelley says to put your candy in your left hand. Pastor Shelley says to lift your hand nice and high. Sorry, that's your right hand. Pastor Shelley says to put your right hand down. Pastor Shelley says to lift your right hand up. You're good. Yeah. Okay. But you got to put that one back down. Okay. Pastor Shelley says to put your right hand down. Oh, I'm sorry. It was the left. Sometimes people try to trick you. You know what I mean? You got to be really careful. All right, Joshua chapter 7, verse 20. And Achan, answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonianish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." So Achan sees it, he covets it, he takes it. And a lot of times, covetousness also leads to other sins. It leads to sins like stealing. It leads to sins like murder. It leads to all kinds of different things. That's why the Bible even says the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, Pastor Shelley says, take another piece of candy. Pastor Shelley says, relax. Pastor Shelley says to raise up your right hand. Pastor Shelley says to put your left hand down. Pastor Shelley says to put your right hand down. Put it up. I don't know. He might survive here. All right, let's go to verse 25. And Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. So he covets and he dies. Notice we've seen a pattern. First commandment, you worship other gods, you die. You make a graven image and you worship it, you could die. You take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, God could kill you. The Sabbath day you break it, God could kill you. You honor your father and mother, but if you disobey, God could cause you to die. Thou shalt not kill. If you kill, God says God might kill you. If you commit adultery, God may kill you. If you steal, God may kill you. If you bear false witness or lie, God could cause you to die. And if you covet, that could also cause you to perish. It looks like you got through all the commandments, so go ahead and get a pick a prize. Oh, sorry. All right, you have to sit down. All right, give everybody a round of applause for that. Y'all did really good, okay? There were some tough cookies there. Let's go back to Proverbs 4 and we'll finish. All right, children, y'all did really, really good. I was really impressed. A lot of y'all stuck with it, and some of you even beat me, okay? You beat Pastor Shelley. And here's the thing. I really appreciated how much attention you were paying to me. But you know, it's more important when y'all go home to obey your mom and dad and to do what they say. Because God, we're still playing the game. Keep the commandments and live. Okay? And we want to read that again. Look at verse number 4 again. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Not only do you obey your mom and dad, but y'all need to read your Bible and you need to follow what God says. And if you do this, you'll live longer. And so I think it's really important that we learn this lesson and we think about it, because our lives are not granted. We're not granted any extra life. We don't know how long we're going to live. But if we want to live the longest life that we can, it's through following God's commandments. God didn't just give us commandments to just follow arbitrarily. He wants us to stay alive and be successful and to be blessed and to have a, you know, happy life. So thank you so much for participating with me in this sermon. We'll go ahead and say a word of prayer, all right? Thank you, Heavenly Father, so much for giving us commandments so that we can know how to behave ourselves, that we can know how to live. And I thank you so much for also helping us to be blessed through your commandments. I pray that you would inspire all these children to obey their mom and dad, to follow their rules, to take their instructions seriously, to listen to them. I pray that they would be inspired to read their Bibles, to learn the commandments, and follow your rules as well. And I pray that you would give us a long life as we follow your commandments and as we obey our mom and dad. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we're going to go to one last song for the evening. It's called Give Me Oil in My Lamp. And I don't know, did we not have handouts for that? Okay. It's got some motions with it. So hopefully you can kind of follow me in some of the motions. But I'll kind of give you a little sample. I'll kind of try to teach you the song for a moment, and then we'll sing it here. So just give me a moment. But it's going to be, give me oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Then we're going to do this. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. So we're going to do that through the whole song, okay, to the end. The second verse says, hide your word in my heart, keep me learning. Hide your word in my heart, I pray. Hide your word in my heart, keep me learning, learning, learning. Keep me learning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna. And then we'll do that again, okay? Then the third one is, give me hope in my heart, keep me yearning. Give me hope in my heart, I pray. Give me hope in my heart, keep me yearning, yearning, yearning. Keep me yearning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing. All right, so now that you know this song, you have to sing with me, okay? All right, you guys ready? There on the first. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Hide your word in my heart, keep me learning. Hide your word in my heart, I pray. Hide your word in my heart, keep me learning, learning, learning. Keep me learning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me hope in my heart, keep me yearning. Give me hope in my heart, I pray. Give me hope in my heart, keep me yearning, yearning, yearning. Keep me yearning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Thank you all so much. We're going to have dinner out here. Join us. Give us just a few minutes to just set up with the salads and the desserts and everything like that. And then you can go to the left, take a plate. Please help us just try to eat outside. We have some tables back here, and you can eat out there. I'll just say a quick word of prayer for the food, and then you are dismissed, all right? Thank you, Heavenly.